was a drone. Police say they're investigating. They don't know who did it. The second nominee is electoral violence. Peter Obi's campaign says that his car was stoned in Katsina and that his campaign rally was attacked. We saw the explosion and the gunfire at the APC Guba rally in River State. Then there's been lots of other pockets of violence during this campaign season. That's why these two nominees are our nominees for worst story of the week. I have our guest from 3 p.m. still in the studio. He said, Sarah, well, I have time to kill. Let me spend it with you on hard facts. And so he's in the studio with me, Chief Andy Oboforibo. And Chief, I wonder if you had to vote, who would you vote for? What story would you vote as the worst story of the week?
Oh, well, personally, I would vote, obviously. I mean, 28 people are dead. So I go with the airstrikes, personally. And especially because made worse by the fact that we still don't know who killed them. We still don't know, like, was this the Air Force or not the Air Force? Everybody's saying something different. We don't even know what the death toll is. And that just speaks to some of the systemic problems we have. We don't know how to count ourselves, and we don't know how to trace who was where.
Yeah, we don't know how to trace who was where. That's such an interesting way to put it, isn't it? All right, Lagos, let's come to you. 0700-993-993-993. Just call and vote. You can tell me the reason you're voting for who you're voting for. Just call me and vote. Or you can vote on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir? Patrick, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. The worst story, as far as I'm concerned, I agree with the chief Kalapata. The 28 people that were killed somewhere, and up to now, nobody knows what happened to them.
Right.
It's a very bad story.
It is, it is, it really is. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. 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 All right, doesn't sound like anyone's there for real. 99.3, hello.
Lucky Lola from Agbo.
Lucky, what's your worst story for the week?
Peter Obi rally attack.
Peter Obi rally attack. All right, Lucky, thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello. Alexandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Chinayama calling.
Chinayama, what's your worst story this week?
The worst story is 28 people being attacked.
Okay. All right, Chinayama, thank you for calling.
99.3. I'm calling on your show.
Start calling on my show.
On your show. Ugochukwu from Ikpaja.
Ugochukwu from Ikpaja. Welcome. Yes. What's the worst story this week?
The worst down dead.
Yeah.
The worst down dead.
Yeah.
The worst story, people being attacked from Nasarawa State now. The worst story now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's nothing to compare human life.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Special advisor.
Welcome.
Yeah, my worst story is the airstrike. Because for the attack on Obi, it's not the first person. So for that one, it's common with them. But for that 28 people, and the people, even the governors, whether it's drone or whether it's Air Force, so they don't know the number of people that died. These are human beings. So that is my worst story. Thank you.
That's your worst story. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll take another call. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Pastor Ladipo, what's your worst story this week?
It's 28 people that is being killed. You see, I don't understand the value of life. I don't understand the value of life. 28 people. This is what Nigeria has become. Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Vernon Friday, calling from Governor Road.
This is Friday?
Yeah.
All right, Friday.
Friday.
Welcome.
My worst story is at the Peter Obi rally attack.
The Peter Obi rally attack. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. We've got two votes for Peter Obi's attack and election violence in general. Because remember that I said that you had the attack on the Obi campaign in Katsina. We saw the explosion and gunfire at the APC rally in River State. There's been lots of violence in different parts of the country on the campaign trail so far. So election violence is a nominee for worst story of the week, but we also have 28 people who died in Nasarawa after an airstrike. Mieti Ala says that they were herdsmen. The number is higher. They blamed the Air Force. State governor says it was not the Air Force. There was an unidentified drone. Police says they're investigating. Those are the two nominees for worst story of the week. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Yes, hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olarutimi. I'm calling from myself.
Welcome, Olarutimi. Good to have you on the show.
All right. For me, the airstrike in Nasarawa is the worst story of the week.
Okay.
And I hope the people in authority will find solutions to it, and we not see such in the coming days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp now. Mayor from Bagada says that the worst story of the week for him is the airstrike. All right, Mayor, thank you for your message. Stephen from Agege votes for the airstrike as the worst story. All right. We have this message here from Comrade Akman Silas, and he says the worst story of the week is another vote for the airstrike in Nasarawa here. You didn't leave your name. You didn't leave your name, but you say that the worst story of the week was the attack on Peter Obi's campaign. We have Destiny from Surulere, who says 28 people killed and we are yet to know who killed them. Thank you very much for your message. My worst story of the week was the attack on Obi. Okay, thank you for voting. So we've got four votes for that story. Now, Bola from Surulere says the worst story of the week is the Nasarawa story. Okay, we'll take a look at like four more messages on WhatsApp and then we'll move on to the next category. 99.3, hello. Good to have you on the show. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. My worst story of the week is attack on the campaign team of Peter Obi.
Worst story of the week, attack on the campaign team. Okay, right. So that story now has five votes. However, we have the airstrike leading in the in that particular category. 99.3, hello? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. Call us back if you can. 99.3. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well, sir.
Yes, anything that involves life, you know, shedding of blood. I mean, there's nothing more than that.
Yeah.
So, the 8 people killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Is the worst story this week. Okay. Okay.
Life was lost.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Let's go back to WhatsApp. Lucky from Okota says the airstrike is the worst story of the week. We've got Anne from Isheri Oshun who says the airstrike is the worst story of the week. Two more comments and we call it a day. Lolade from Costain says worst story of the week is the airstrike. The final comment that we have on WhatsApp is from Namdi in Ikorodu. Namdi says the worst story of the week is the airstrike. And Lagos, majority of the votes have gone to that heartbreaking incident from Nasarawa State. 28 people dying in the border or at the border between Nasarawa and Benue after an airstrike. Mieti Ala says that it was the Air Force that did it. Air Force hasn't commented. State governor says it was not the Air Force, that it was an unidentified drone. Police says they don't know who did it and that they are investigating. Thank you so much, Lagos, for calling in and for voting. Now let's move on to a category that I actually really, really, really love. I really enjoy this particular category. In the category of Citizen of the Week, the nominees are the voters planning their election day security and the voters who protested against INEC at Igwefong. I told you about my ride-hailing driver who got his PVC, and he says that he and his neighbors have a plan to prevent violence at their polling unit. I don't want to go into the details of their plan, but basically most of the voters in his polling unit have formed a group. That group is dedicated to making sure that thugs don't get access to the polling unit, to the INEC staff, or to the materials. And then, for our second nominee in this category, voters at Iweform protested against INEC staff for not releasing their PVCs. And they got them. If you didn't listen when we talked about this yesterday, let me play it for you one more time. All we are saying, give us our PVC. Chief is still here, Chief. We've got two nominees in this category, very strong contenders. We have the voters planning their election day security. We have the voters protesting INEC at Iweform. Really strong, wouldn't you say?
Very strong. Bravo to both of them. I can't pick between them. I mean, like, it's two sides of the same coin.
You can't pick.
Lagos will influence me. Whichever Lagos decides, I'll agree. Because, I mean, come on, it's two, like, great stories. This is what we need voters to do.
Right.
And in both cases, it's the same thing. Voters are self-organizing.
Right.
One side, they're self-organizing to face INEC.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are self-organizing to face thugs and politicians.
Uh-huh.
But either way, citizens are self-organizing to protect their civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, as a chief, that's what I always advocate. So, yay. Anyone that Lagos votes for, I accept.
Okay, all right. Let's come to Lagos. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Who wins Citizen of the Week this week? Nominees are the voters planning their election day security and the voters who protested against INEC at Iweform. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We have a break coming up in 2 minutes. So we'll take a few calls, go on that break. When we come back from the break, we'll keep taking your calls, keep taking your votes. But of course, you can keep voting on social media, Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Sosas from Lagos, Nigeria.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Who wins Citizen of the Week?
Peter Obi Kastina.
Okay, we've moved on from that. We're now doing Citizen of the Week.
I'll bet you add my votes to it, please.
Okay, add your votes to that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. 99.3. Hello.
Over voting.
Yes, Sandra.
How you doing?
What's your name? I give it to those guys who are trying to secure their polling booth and prevent the thugs. Mm. I wish we can do it all over Lagos.
Mm.
That is my vote.
That's your vote. Your vote goes to the voters who are planning their election day security. All right. Thank you for calling. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Quick one. Francis from VI.
Francis, who are you voting?
See, with what happened at Iweform and the citizen planning on how to protect the voters at the polling unit, it's a clear message to Nigerian politicians that a day will come. Anybody that will vote into the office, if you fail to do the mandate of the people, we will all rise up and ask you to step down.
To come down from there.
Yes.
So who are you voting?
I'm voting for the citizen that planning to secure the voters.
All right, the citizens planning their election day security. Okay, we've got 40 seconds before I have to take a break. 99.3, hello.
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 Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
First time calling to your show.
Hey, what's your name?
George,
who do you vote as Citizen of the Week this week?
I give it to those women that, you know, protesting in INEC office to get their voters' card, because if they do not get the voters' card, they will not have the morale to go and vote or to plan to, you know, secure their
votes
at the election day.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Well, this one just got started, and we're going to come back to it when we come back from this break. If you want to vote, 0700-993-993-993. There's social media as well. If you cannot get through via the phone lines, social media, Nigeria Info FM everywhere, and WhatsApp is 080-959-805. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
It's 2 minutes alphabets and African names with Auntie Norma.
Uh-oh, how quickly the week runs by. Hello, it's great to have you on 2 minute alphabet and African names again with me, Auntie Norma. It's letter O, and only you can tell what fun we'll be exploring today. Let's dive down into the deep sea and see what we'll see. Onome, can you say that? Onome is an octopus who lives at the bottom of the ocean. She likes to eat oysters and play with oranges. Can you guess what color Onome is? One clue. Same as a fruit Onome likes to play with. Yes, orange. Nice bright color. Onome is wearing a lovely pearl necklace and holding onto a lot of things with her long arms. How many arms do you think Onome has? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, 8 arms. Let's count those arms again. Make sure they are 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pretend you're an octopus and wave your 8 long arms about now. That's it. Wave bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you next time.
And that was 2 Minutes Alphabet and African Names with Auntie Norma. This is an infomercial.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Please listen to this public service announcement. Are you or anyone around you having rashes on the face, hands, feet, and any part of the body that may be filled with liquid or pus, with or without a sudden fever, headache, body pain, and weakness? You may be infected with monkeypox. Monkeypox is an infectious disease transmitted from animals to humans and from humans to humans. To protect yourself and loved ones, avoid contact with sick or dead animals. Avoid skin-to-skin contact with persons infected with or showing symptoms of monkeypox. Do not share, touch, or handle clothing and personal items of an infected person. Stay safe by washing your hands frequently with soap under running water, especially after caring for or visiting sick people. Early detection saves lives.
If you or anyone around you shows symptoms, please visit the nearest health facility for treatment to help stop the spread of the disease. This message is brought to you by the Federal Ministry of Health, NCDC, and partners.
Mama, he can hit my eyes with his stick.
You love drama. We love it too. Enjoy action-packed drama full of intrigue and suspense for just 3,400 Naira. See your favorite stars in DJ, Flawsome, and House of Dragon betray, gossip, and uncover secrets in an exclusive epic showdown only on Showmax. Dial *777# to stream them all. Glow Unlimited.
Advance Lafayette Microfinance Bank brings you New Year Bumper Series Promo 2023, where you stand a chance of winning several household items such as freezer, blenders, gas cookers, and recharge cards. You also get an additional 50% interest. Wow! To qualify, simply open a savings account with us and maintain a minimum balance of 5,000 Naira in the account. Existing customers with dormant accounts can visit any of our branches to reactivate their accounts. Maintain a minimum of 10,000 Naira and stand a chance of winning these mouth-watering prizes. Terms and conditions apply. For more inquiries, call 0700-023-8267. Advance. Growing together.
Moves must be made. My people just work hard. Dreams and challenges motivate us. But sometimes, when the journey gets tiring, all we need is something to push our limits. Yeah,
energy drink. What you need to push your limits.
Wahala!
Push your limits.
Whenever I tell people I'm a full-time master student and a content creator, they go, huh? How are you able to do both all at once? You bewitch? No big juju. Na MTN 5G. Ever since 5G came into my life, I've been on cloud 9. I get to take my classes online in real time and upload my videos before you say Jack Robinson. Even babe isn't left out. Our long distance is waxing strong.
Hello, hello, babe. Can you hear me? Ah, your video is frozen again.
We don't do that here, because life is a breeze.
Experience the wonders of MTN 5G. Hyper-fast internet connection with no buffering, zero lag, and quality data capabilities. Like no issue at MTN 5G. Now available on iPhone. MTN, what are we doing today?
A ride on a Naya to move around Lagos. From Lekki to Oshodi. From anywhere to everywhere. Try a Naya and you won't go back to your old ways of moving around Lagos. Hurry and download a Naya app today and get your first ride for free using the promo code First Ride. A Naya, A-N-A-Y-E-R. The power to move.
When you first get belly, it dey be like say now 1 million stretch mark products na in the market. But you trust other women who carry belly like you. Na so I take discover Bio Oil, and I dey use am every day.
Bio Oil dey help clear comot all the scars, stretch marks, and patch skin tone. Bio Oil dey available for inside all the big shops them and pharmacies where dey near you.
Bio Oil full grant for internet on top Jumia for the Bio Oil official store.
For more information, I beg contact Bio Oil Nigeria on top Facebook to know original Bio Oil product.
I beg shine your eyes well for the Sprock Seal, scratch and text pin.
Wait there on top the packet.
And you go fit win a Woof recharge card, sharp.
Then don't stamp Bio Oil skincare oil, say, it dey safe and kajad for adults. Plus, including person wey get belle. It no sure say your skin go do you one kind. But if it do you, I beg, make you stop to the use arm.
Wake up, sleepy head. It's Girls Day Out.
Fine. What's the plan for today?
Okay, so we have a 9 a.m. hair and nail appointment at the salon. At 3 p.m., we're going to watch the new superhero movie. Have drinks with Emeka and his friend at 6. At 8, we're going to try out the new restaurant at the mall and...
Eh? All that in one day? How?
Easy, my love. Start your day with a bowl of cereal made specially with Olympic milk.
And
let's get going.
Enjoy the goodness of Olympic milk to own your day. Olympic milk. Stay active.
Book a ride on Naya to move around Lagos. From Lekki to Oshodi. From anywhere to everywhere. Try a Naya and you won't go back to your old ways of moving around Lagos. Hurry and download a Naya app today and get your first ride for free using the promo code First Ride. A Naya, A-N-A-Y-E-R. The power to move.
My people, it's that time once again. Have a chance here again, so my people don't know. You gotta take good care of your skin. Gotta check on your skin so it's not like sandpaper. Make sure you rub your hands, oh yeah. Make sure you rub your legs and your face, oh yeah. Thanks to Vaseline, everything's so smooth.
Vaseline Petroleum Jelly shields you from the harsh effects of Hamatan. Created to lock in moisture, Vaseline keeps your skin smooth, soft, and protected.
Everyone is at the table for lunch. Mom is bringing in the jollof rice. And then...
Hey. John!
Sorry, Mom.
Hello? Can I order some jollof rice to be delivered?
Mama saves the day. Lunch is here.
Mom, I got some Coke too.
Just come and eat, Joe.
Cook up memorable moments because family lunch and an ice cold Coke make a recipe for wonder. Coca-Cola, real wonder.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in...
Yes, cavities!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
Nigeria, now we country. APC, not the party. Now one man be a choice.
People of Nigeria, don't talk, oh. Them say na Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, them want as president.
president of Nigeria.
He do better work for Lagos State when he be governor. Till today, Lagos people still enjoy from all the better things with Jaburata for Lagos.
As it can't be so, make we all come out for election day and vote Bola Ahmed Tinubu as president of Nigeria.
Vote Senator Kashim Shettima as the vice president.
Vote APC.
Who be the president? We go vote.
Na Bola Tinubu.
Nigeria Info. Lagos, welcome back to the Hard Facts Awards. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And every Friday at 4, we look back at the stories we've talked about this week. And from those stories, I nominate people, organizations, and events for different awards. And you pick the winners. Before the break, you chose the airstrike that killed 28 people in Nasarawa as the worst story of the week. We have already started voting for the citizen of the week. The nominees in this category are the voters planning their election day security and the voters who protested against INEC at Igwefong. And you're wondering, what are these stories? Well, I told you about my ride-hailing driver this week who got his PVC and says that he and his neighbors have a plan to prevent violence at the polling unit. Now, I told you before the break, I'm not going to go into the details of their plan, but most of the voters in his polling unit have formed a group, and that group is dedicated to making sure that thugs, Agbero, will not get access to the polling unit, to the INEC staff, or to the materials. And then yesterday, we talked about our second nominee. Our voters at Igwefong who protested against INEC staff for not releasing their PVCs. Those are our two nominees. Lagos, who do you think deserves the award for Citizen of the Week on the Hard Facts Awards? 0700-993-993-993-01465. That number isn't working. So everybody, please call us on 0700-993-993-993. Men and women alike, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Sebastian Stanley. I'm calling from Bunnelsley, Stanley Rokadam.
Welcome, Sebastian.
I can comment for the other story, the killing of people in Nasarawa State.
You can comment, but you can't vote anymore because we have moved on.
I condemn for that killing. But they should, is this only people that they killed them?
Is it what?
Is it for these people that they killed them?
It's herders.
I really condemn the killing, but they also, they should know that.
Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Mr. Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Gochukwu again from Ibadan.
Okay, Gochukwu calling back.
Yes. INEC is even easier to contain than the talks.
Okay.
So my vote is going to the talks. I have a strategy to contain the talks, so they have my votes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Who gets your vote, Citizen of the Week?
This is Emmanuel from Naja.
Emmanuel, welcome.
Yeah, that of Igbefor.
The Igbefor, the citizens protesting at Igbefor. Emmanuel votes. Thank you very much for your call. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Udwak.
Your name is Udwak?
Yeah.
Okay, Udwak, who are you voting for, Udwak?
For the ELU driver that
planning to protect his polling unit.
Okay, the e-hailing driver planning to protect his polling unit. Get your vote. Thank you very much for calling to vote. 99.3, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
I'm Bacho from Ogun.
Welcome. Who gets your vote?
Sandra, you know that Nigeria have a rise of protesting for their community. Is that right?
Is that right?
I vote for them.
You vote for them?
Is that right? I vote for them.
Is them. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Lucky Lola from Magbo.
Lucky, who are you voting?
Igbo F1, we need our PVC.
Igbo F1, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? Oh, no. They called me and they put me on hold. Let me go to WhatsApp then. By the way, still to come, Nawa story of the week, Lagos. On Nawa story of the week, we have really strong contenders. For instance, somebody said that a bullion van went to someone's house by mistake. Another person said that, Fuel Scarcity and Naira Redesign are conspiracies to sabotage them. Another story that is a Nawa story, this particular one, let me save it until we get to that category. But for right now, we're voting for Citizen of the Week. Who gets your vote? The voters planning their election day security, the voters who protested against INEC in Igwefong. Let's go to WhatsApp. We've got Namdi. Namdi says, Nawa story of the week, the voters who are planning election day security. These two stories are fighting it out. Oh.
I told you, they're both great.
Yeah, they're fighting it out. Damien says, I vote for those who are planning to prevent thugs from scattering their voting process because not everyone who collects their voter's card will vote. Now on day, Mayor from Bagada says, I vote for the people who are planning to protect their vote. I hope all local governments can do that. The two actions done by Nigerians is giving us hope that a new Nigeria is possible. We've got Ezinwa from Aja who says, my vote goes to those who were protesting at Igwefong. This one are fire for fire, bumper to bumper. But Chief, that's also something that always happens with our Citizen of the Week category. The contenders are usually really strong and Lagos usually like just splits down the middle.
Yeah, because people are eager for these inspirational stories because people want a better country.
Yeah.
Nigerians want a country that works.
Yeah.
And Nigerians want to hear and see other Nigerians that are actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
It's actually very inspirational. I love it.
Yeah. We've got a message here. Sandra, Nigerians must take responsibility for their own security, especially during the coming elections. So I vote for the citizens who are planning to secure their polling units. This one title. Hey! Bioye from Yaba says, all we are saying gets my vote. All right, Bioye. We've got Judah. Judah says, protection of votes gets his vote. Ah, Judah, thank you so much for your message. Michael is voting for vote security. Okay. For a while there, I thought Igbefong had it in the bag. Oh, but this vote security one is putting
Mbappe.
Up. Is putting up. Putting up a fight. We've got Adim from Asaba. Adim says, honestly, they're both winners. But for those who are planning to prevent thugs from stealing the ballot boxes, I give it to them. So I will advise Nigerians to equally emulate same from these people. I am so proud of them. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for voting. F. Young Johnson is voting for those planning. Oh, no. Those who protested PVC. See, as I don't go over votes now. I'm so sorry. this person doesn't leave their name, but votes for INEC. Okay, for those protesting at INEC. This message is from Samuel Ofobuisi Oji from Ajegunde. He says, I give it to the citizens who are planning for election day security. All right. Evidence from Nairobi, Kenya. Evidence says, I vote for those planning to protect their votes. Let's take two calls because I have to end this at 45. Two calls, two final votes, and then we find out who has won. 99.3.
Thank God, though.
Thank God, though. What's your name?
My name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling you from Uwode.
Ikechukwu, who wins for you?
Those planning to protect their vote.
Okay, those planning
I'm sorry, I want to say something, too.
Uh-huh.
But do you know that Nigerians are very good people?
Yes.
Imagine the way we are calling to vote like this. I wish our vote can count.
He's counting now. He's not counting.
Hey, Melo, let it count because we are voting peacefully like this on the phone. And we need to vote the same way like this so that our vote can count.
Okay.
And we'll make good Nigeria again. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Our final call, 99.3. And that last call entered 45. Go, 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 go. So let me now see. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yo, my name is Mazuda. Protect your vote.
Protect your vote. Get the final vote. Let's count. So, the voters who protested against INEC at Ibuefon got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 votes. And the voters who are planning their election day security got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 votes. And so they are this week's Citizens of the Week on the Hard Facts Awards.
But were they able to protect those votes?
I'll have to call the boat driver and ask him. Now we are in the final category of the day. Lagos, this final category. This is the Nawa story of the week. And the nominees are Tinubu saying that fuel scarcity and Naira redesign are conspiracies to sabotage him. Tinubu's supporter saying the bullion vans went to his house by mistake. The Navy man arrested for car snatching for a third time. Again, this category are stories that make you scratch your head and say, now, wow. Now, let me remind you what Tinubu had to say about fuel scarcity and the Naira redesign. He's been catching lots of smoke for that. The PDP says he's trying to distance himself from the Buhari administration and make excuses for a loss next month. Then there was the comment from one of Tinubu's surrogates who tried to explain the bullion van saga from 2019.
On the other question of the bullion van or no bullion van and all of that, I think that matter had been put to rest. There was no money in the bullion van. The bullion van that even came missed the address to have come there.
Okay.
It missed the address to have come there, and that was why the bullion van was...
But why was bullion van moving on election day? I thought there was supposed to be no movement.
No, there was not an election day. I was in that house on that very day.
The bullion van was
missed the address to have come there.
Okay. I thought your presidential candidate had actually said that
he said that jokingly.
Okay.
It was a joking statement.
So the bullion van missed
the same way Mr. Dangote said that when he wanted to authenticate and get his mindset that truly has money, he went to cash 1 million naira, brought it to his house, sat and looked at his money and returned it to the bank.
No, but I just want to get this right. You said the bullion van missed his way to come into the place.
Yes.
But that place is not a known bank, or was it a bank? I just want to get to the root of it.
There are some companies that have high staff that pay their staff with cash.
Okay.
Right? That bullion van missed his way there.
Okay.
And it was not invited by Asuaju or anybody.
Then yesterday I told you about the Navy man who was arrested for running a car theft ring. He admits that the police arrested him twice before and handed him to the Navy. But he claims he was never prosecuted because senior naval officers are his customers. The Navy denies this. Those are our nominees for Nawa Story of the Week. Lagos, over to you to vote. 0700-993-993-993. Chief, you're still here in the studio, Chief.
All I'll say is I pray for you, for myself, and for Lagos that one day may Bullion Van also come to your house by mistake. May Bullion Van miss their way and come to your house. But may that Bullion Van not be empty.
Okay.
And it may not be empty when it comes to your house.
Okay. All right. Okay. And may police not arrest you because.
And if police arrest you, let them release you because you are their customer.
Yeah.
what is going on?
Lagos 0700-993-993-993. Now, what story of the week? Who gets your vote? 99.3. Hello.
Wow. Ugo Chukwu is alive, everybody.
Ugo Chukwu three times.
You see, the ones that I've been voting, I've been winning.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, this is Sandra Atango, dear my sister.
Okay.
You are so brilliant.
Thank you.
We are brilliant. Okay. This one is also very close to call.
Okay.
The bullion van, I go for bullion van.
Bullion van, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how bullion van can miss his way, its way. It's not good, it's not a human. You know, they can miss its way to all the people's house. And they could not even report to police. There's a bag of money, a bullion van that I have come to my house to. Should come and spend it to. You know why you miss my
load.
It is now, you see, I thank God for this life.
Mm.
That whatever you do here, we wait for you in the front.
Okay, thank you for calling, Ugo. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I say amen. Let me have a head of my house with a mistake. I'm too fully loaded. I say amen.
Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for?
Now what story? In fact, that one, that now that we have a day now. Before I'm gone.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Juliet from Aja.
Juliet, welcome. What story are you voting?
I call it Money Miss Road. I vote for that one.
All right, thank you for calling 99.3. Hello.
Lucky Lola.
Lucky, who are you voting?
Who not like better thing?
So
I beg, me Boulevard Mrs. We may come my house, I beg.
Okay, thank you for voting 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thanks for calling.
That should be the Bullion Van.
Bullion Van for you as well. All right. Okay. I think people are voting for this Bullion Van because everybody's hoping that Bullion Van will miss its way and come to the house.
Well, sir, I have a question. I wonder about.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Chief Tinubu fired his gate men. Because think about it, the bullion van came to your house by mistake, and they opened the gate and let the bullion van in.
Inside.
You know, so
now you know go open gate if bullion van come your house.
But if that's unexpected bullion van, so what they're saying here is that anything could have been in that bullion van. It could have been kidnappers in that bullion van. And the bullion van say, we've come, we're looking for that company. When they find that company where they pay people cash, they say, enter. And if it was really to pay people in cash, why were the bullion vans empty?
See, this is not analysis show. This is award show. I don't know what you're doing.
May Bullion Van locate you.
We've got Sam on the line. Hi, Sam. Hi, Sam. How are you? Sam, hey, are you there? Good evening. It's evening my time.
Good evening, sorry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm calling from Quebec City.
All right. Who are you voting?
You know one thing?
What?
An elderly man that has children at home will go on national TV, say he was in that house.
You have 30 seconds. We have break.
What? My own story is I'm going for the Bullion Van.
Bullion Van, thank you very much for calling and voting. Okay, you know what? We have a break that is 3 minutes long. As soon as that break is over, we'll come back and take a few more of your votes. I think I'll be starting this Nawaz story earlier than I do, so that we'll have enough time to like properly vote on the stories, because the stories are usually very Nawa. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to the Hard Facts Awards on Hard Facts. This is Nigeria Info 99.3.
But some people, they call them Agbabola. Why? Because they know the car.
Isn't it beyond extraordinary owning a smartphone with a distinctive retractable portrait lens camera on an eco-friendly back cover designed with a sleek cinema-like mute smooth screen, a super fast charge battery, and PC-level large memory? Go for the new Tecno Phantom X2 today and get a free Phantom Razor toothbrush or a trolley travel case. Also enjoy 24 months warranty, 100 days broken screen warranty, and free data on a 5G network for up to 12 months. Hurry now to select retail stores while offer lasts. T's and T's apply. Tecno, stop at nothing.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in...
Keeps cavities out!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
Everyone is at the table for lunch. Mom is bringing in the jollof rice, and then...
John!
Sorry, Mom.
Hello? Can I order some jollof rice to be delivered?
Mama saves the day. Lunch is here.
Mom, I got some Coke too.
Just come and eat, Joe.
Cook up memorable moments, because family lunch and an ice cold Coke make a recipe for wonder. Coca-Cola, real wonder.
Isn't it beyond extraordinary owning a smartphone with a distinctive retractable portrait lens camera on an eco-friendly back cover designed with a sleek cinema-like mute smooth screen, a super fast charge battery, and PC-level large memory? Go for the new Tecno Phantom X2 today and get a free Phantom Razor toothbrush or a trolley travel case. Also enjoy 24 months warranty, 100 days broken screen warranty, and free data on a 5G network for up to 12 months. Hurry now to select retail stores while offer lasts. T's and T's apply. Tecno, stop at nothing.
Our country one better.
Nigeria one better.
Who go do one for us?
Tinubu,
yeah, so people of Nigeria, they jolly for the better when one shall for the country. So as they ready to put Ashiwaju Bola Tinubu as the next president of Nigeria, I ain't get the experience where he go fit you stick make our country better. People of Nigeria, for this and many other better things when in don't vocalize, he good make we all vote Ashiwaju Bola Tinubu for president of Nigeria. Ashim Shettima as vice president. Vote APC.
Imagine a life with zero worries. Imagine a world with all relaxed and free. Where all your dreams
with Pay Financial, you have zero worries when it's time to pay your bills, rent, school fees, and vacation. We'll be here making it easy for you.
Visit our website www.pagefinancials.com or call 01-700-7243.
Page Financials, taking you forward.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lagos, so many people trying to vote, and I gotta tell you, man, it is ridiculous. Unanimously, everyone has voted for this story. And I have to tell you, it's a thing. That's what everybody voted for. WhatsApp is filled with messages, everyone voting for the bullion van story. Congratulations. That's our now wow story of the week. Thank you for voting, Lagos. Oh my, okay. We'll take and you're wondering, what bullion van? What are they talking about on Hard Facts? Well, listen to this, and afterwards I'll bring you headlines.
On the other question of the bullion van or no bullion van and all of that, I think that matter is put to rest. There was no money in the bullion van. The bullion van that even came missed the address to have come there, and that was why the bullion van was...
But why was bullion van moving on election day? I thought there was supposed to be no movement.
No, it was not on election day. I was in that house on that very day. It was not an election.
So it was the day before election. But why was bullion van moving
everywhere? The bullion van was missed the address to have come there.
Okay. I thought your presidential candidate had actually said that
money. Watched it. He said that jokingly.
Okay.
It was a joking statement.
So the bullion van the same way
Mr. Dangote said that when he wanted to authenticate and get his mindset that truly has money, he went to cash 1 million naira, brought it to his house, sat and looked at his money, and returned it to the bank.
No, but I just want to get this right. You said the bullion van missed his way to come into the place.
Yes.
But that place is not a known bank, or was it a bank? I just want to get to the root of it.
There are some companies that have high staff that pay their staff with cash, okay. Right? That bullion van missed his way there.
Okay.
And it was not invited by Ashwaju or anybody.